You're listening to the Muffin Junkie Serves Tunes with Your Tea, British Columbia's grooviest lo-fi music podcast.
Good morning, kiddos. Your Muffin Junkie pod host, Jay Daniels, here behind the podcast mic. Now, before today's podcast about the striped bananas begins, I would like to dedicate today's show to the memory of James Miller, a friend of mine who sadly passed away recently. James was better known to all of his friends here as James the Man. He was a local DJ on CJLY, Kootenai Co-op Radio here in British Columbia. Did over 400 episodes of his show, and it was called Zen Riot. He was a great overall human being and a great guy to hang out with. James had an incredible sense of humor and liked to amuse all of his friends with witty double entendres and wordplay. James the Man was a kind-hearted soul who made the world a better place for myself and for everyone who had the good fortune to enjoy the blessing of James' friendship during his stay here on the earth. Another great thing about James is he just loved great psychedelic music. So with that in mind, I can't think of a better podcast in which to honor the memory of James the Man than this morning's show, which is about one of the very finest psychedelic bands out there today. I know that James would dig their music. They're from Ann Arbor, Michigan. They are the Striped Bananas. In fact, kiddos, right now you're going to hear an amazing track by the Striped Bananas called Lady Sunshine. And when it's finished playing, I will start the interview with the Striped Bananas.
Sunshine shines so bright, fills the flowers with delight. Lady Sunshine shines so bright, fills the children with delight. Please shine on us all.
Joining me here in the Muffin Junkie studio this morning and representing their band, the Striped Bananas are Duncan Shepherd, lead vocalist, songwriter, guitarist, a multi-talented instrumentalist, and mixing producer, and Chantel Lucier, keyboard player, bass player, and backing vocalist. Together, this dynamic duo forms two-thirds of this great psych band. Good morning, Duncan and Chantel. Thanks for joining me here this morning as my special musical guests here on the Muffin Junkie and representing your magnificent band, the Striped Bananas.
Good morning, Muffin Junkie.
Good morning, Muffin Junkie.
I love it. An outstanding musical morning introduction. I love it. Now, before we begin the interview about your music, the music of the Striped Bananas, let me pour you each a cup of delicious vanilla chai tea. There you are. There you are, Chantel.
Thanks, Jack.
Whoa! That really takes us back to India.
This is a gas, man. Some great tea and some uber cool sitar playing by Duncan of the Striped Bananas. Now, I have to apologize to the pair of you because we have no muffins or breakfast goodies on hand here for you to enjoy this morning because our janitor, Barry, got into them and devoured them earlier, well in advance of your arrival, sadly. Normally, he would have been reprimanded, but I must admit that I may have had one or two of those tasty muffins myself. Sorry to laugh, Duncan and Chantel. I truly am sorry. There was none left by the time you arrived, after our muffin hunger lust had ended, but let me assure you that after this podcast, I plan on taking the pair of you out for a hearty, mouth-watering Canadian lumberjack breakfast.
Whoa!
At my favorite local cafe here in Vancouver. It'll be well worth the wait, I promise. Let me start the interview by asking you, how did you come up with the great psych name, the Striped Bananas, for your band? And just how did you, Duncan and Chantel and Andrew, your drummer who is out of town on a trip and not with us here in the studio today, how did you meet up and form this amazing psych band that you're in, the Striped Bananas?
Funny you should ask, Jay. We were actually playing in an earlier form of our band called the Scattered Minds when after the show someone came up to us and said, "You guys look like a couple of striped bananas." And the reason for that was some of us were wearing yellow and the other was wearing stripes.
And I met Duncan. I just saw this guy, you know, coming out of the woods looking cool with his headphones and his notebook. And I said, "Hey, what's up?" And then we started jamming.
And I'd known Andrew for several years before we started playing as the Striped Bananas. Him and I go all the way back to about 2005, so we've been playing together for about a decade now.
The Striped Bananas sound has been described as alternative, trippy, psychedelic music, and while there is some homage to older psych music in your songs, your music has a new, vital, fresh quality to it. What can you say about your distinctive Striped Bananas sound, and what each band member brings to it?
There was such a concentration of experimentation in the mid to late 60s that it still blows my mind how creative people were. I think what we try to do and what we learned from that is to apply any idea we have to the sound and see how it changes things, how it changes the structure of the song, how it can paint the emotion in the song. It leads to a new type of sound, a more modern psychedelic sound.
When Duncan gets the frame of a song down, he's really able to envision what it's going to be like when it's done. He can hear all the arrangements in his head, so I just kind of help him translate those out and lay down my parts.
I'm really lucky to be working with two really talented musicians. You described a bit about what they did in the beginning of the program, but it goes a lot more than that. Chantel really helps me do some of the vocal arrangements, figuring out what harmony works where. And she's able to come up with some great keyboard hooks in the songs. She contributes to some of the writing. She co-wrote The Carnival, which is the last track on Cosmic Carnival. And on the last album, she actually wrote all of Saint Sonara. Now, Andrew he's a phenomenal drummer. He just has the ability to play to the song, and it's very difficult to find a drummer who can play to the song. He can figure out what part goes where, and he can really drive the song.
Now, of course, I'm going to ask you lots of questions today about your Mondo Cool brand new album, Cosmic Carnival, which has just come out, later in today's interview in the second half. But right now, I wanted to ask you about your first album, titled The Striped Bananas. Could each of you share your recollections about putting your first album together, and how did you pick the subject matter for the songs that appeared on this first album?
Thanks for asking about the first album, Jay. It was a difficult album to put together. We were learning who we were as a studio group, and it's difficult to make the transition from a live band into a studio band because you're hearing yourself back in a completely different way, and you also have to think about the songs in a different way.
My experience with the first album is I started off playing a lot of the bass lines like I did live, but I found I was more comfortable playing keyboards, and now Duncan plays the bass parts. I'm really inspired by Ray Manzarek from The Doors, and I had to kind of learn from The Doors how to get from that classical standpoint that I had trained on piano and get into the rock groove feel.
The subject matter on the first album was a lot of feeling and emotion being translated into the music, just like any other rock band does. However, we started to look at and create characters of our own. So, for example, Ghost Girl was based on a poem that I wrote about a ghost who was haunting this kid in the house, and basically she didn't realize that she was never going to grow older, so she watched the kid in the house grow older as she stayed the same age.
Now I'm going to play a couple tracks from your great first album, The Striped Bananas. The first track is called Mind Desert, and the second, Lady Lazarus. Perhaps Duncan and Chantel, each of you would say a little something about these two songs that we're about to hear.
Well, in Mind Desert, Duncan had come up with this really cool guitar riff, and then I was playing bass at that point, so I came up with kind of a counter riff on the bass.
Lady Lazarus is one of our heavy, slow psych songs. It's got a pretty cool beat to it, and it's about Sylvia Plath.
Traveling Moose Desert. has white legs around her body. Such a pretty face, but her heart is always a mess. And when she lies down, all the moon hit the ground. White legs and strength.
Now, the Striped Bananas put out an incredible live EP shortly after your first full-length album. What can you say to the listeners about this fantastic live EP?
The live EP was actually all recorded at the first concert we played after the first album was released, so it was our release party that was recorded there. We had a lot of fun.
Duncan and Chantel, we are going to hear a track from this amazing live EP by the Striped Bananas. That I've been asking you about. The track is called Into the Jungle. Would the pair of you say something about this track before we play it?
Into the Jungle was an old song that I had written. It was more of a rock song, and Chantel and I decided we'd put kind of more of a Baroque feeling to it, make it more of like a psych folk song.
My harpsichord part was actually inspired by Bach, and then I sang, to add some atmosphere, a high backing vocal.
So it's called Into the Jungle.
Heroes run like bullets, leave a gun in cities, fall like secrets. And I start to look around at the shadows on the wall. Death is in the air.
In the air.
Blood is on the ground. Yet these are hands of nobody. Not a soul passing machine. I feel my hand on the gun. All it takes is one little squeeze to call her back again. Death is in the air. Blood is on the ground. Death is in the hands of nobody.
Not
a soul passing through.
Thank you.
Sunshine is the Striped Banana's magnificent second album. Duncan, you also produce and mix all of the Striped Banana's albums, including this one. I have heard that Phil Spector's wall of sound approach is a huge influence on your technique as a producer. Would you talk about this? And do you think that Lady Sunshine is a landmark Striped Banana's album in terms of production?
Jay, the first album was really, like I said, us kind of putting our sound together and hearing what we sounded like in the studio. And from there, I was able to write songs with the studio in mind. I have the ability to see the finished product when I just have the framework of the song ready. So I'm able to imagine the harmonies. I'm able to hear different counter melodies in the song. Phil Spector and Brian Wilson and George Martin all have a massive influence on the way I produce things. For Phil Spector, it's really the way that he layers things in the song. You can listen to the same recording 50 times, and each time you can pick out a different part in it that you haven't heard before. I listen to a lot of Brian Wilson when I'm trying to think of vocal parts, and then George Martin for his instrumentation and the way that he was able to work with the Beatles in getting the maximum sound. Lady Sunshine was probably the first time that we utilized 16 or more tracks per song. We'd spend about 6 to 8 tracks on the drums, and then everything after that was vocals, guitars, bass, keyboard, different types of percussion. We have some African talking drums in there, we have tambourines, we have tabla drums for Indian instrumentation, we have a sitar, as well as a tambora, which is the instrument that kind of sets the modal tone of the song, which you hear in the very beginning of the album, the song Hymn to Sunshine. Duncan and Chantel, what do each of you recall about the writing and recording of Lady Sunshine? And how do you think it differs from the band's first album, The Striped Bananas?
Well, Lady Sunshine is the first album that I actually wrote a song for, and that song we mentioned before is called Taint Sonara. And the story behind it is this myth about a mermaid, and she hears some beautiful singing in a church by the shore, and she sneaks in to watch this man there sing, and they fall in love, and then he goes back to the ocean with her, but he drowns. So it's kind of melancholy, but it was really my first step out as a writer.
And it's a fantastic first song. I don't think anybody else that I know of has written such a great song as their first song. Lady Sunshine started its life as a concept album, which is something that we never tried before. We came up with this character called Lady Sunshine, and she's kind of what you would read in an old children's fairy tale or something like that. The opening song, Hymn to Sunshine, is from the point of view of plants that are growing under the sunshine. And then we have the title track. It's been described as 2 choruses with no verses. I thought that was an interesting description. And then the last track on the album is called A Kiss or Two, and it's kind of a throwback to a 1920s style song where the two people are enjoying the sunshine in the park.
Now, Duncan and Chantel, I'm going to have to leave you alone for a moment. I have to sneak off to the Muffin Junkie kitchen, but don't you worry, I'll be back as quick as possible. I want to put on the tea kettle and make you some more of that amazing chai vanilla tea that you both enjoy and that I enjoy. And while I'm down there waiting for that kettle to boil, I'm going to amuse myself by playing with the fridge magnets, the Striped Bananas Lady Sunshine adorned fridge magnets. And while I'm doing that, perhaps you could lead the listeners into 3 amazing back-to-back tracks from Striped Bananas' second full-length album, Lady Sunshine.
Your journey will begin with Saint Sonara, sung by the wonderful Chantel. It's a really rockin' song. You'll then be blasted into space for a song called Oasis of Time. And finally, you'll hear a song called Dark Peace, which is probably our most popular song, but also our most ominous.
tasty for both of you.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
I love the smell of chai in the morning.
Just bear with me for a moment. I have to have a quick swig of tea myself here. If I'm parched. So, so good. Now that our thirsts have been quenched, before we move on and talk about the Striped Banana's brand new mind-blowing album, Cosmic Carnival, I have to ask you, Duncan and Chantel, the Striped Bananas appear in Dave Thompson's new book, Seance at Sid's and Other Stories, which is published by Megadodo and is all about today's modern psych bands. What can you say about your involvement in this groundbreaking book?
The funny thing is, both Chantel and I answered questions, but they all show up as Duncan Shepherd, so it looks like I'm talking in third person about myself when I'm actually not, so we both thought that was pretty funny. But that aside, it's a really awesome collection of quotes. I know that Tom from the Blue Giant Zeta Puppies is in it, as well as our friend Jeb from Grandpa Egg, so it's really a collection of who's who in modern psych.
I actually just want to sneak in one final question before we begin part two of the interview, and I ask y'all about the Striped Banana's brand spanking new psych masterpiece, Cosmic Carnival. I wanted to mention your single, Christmas 1914, which premiered on my podcast on the Christmas special, and it was one of the great highlights of the special, let me add. Extremely well written and arranged and performed. I just wanted to compliment the Striped Bananas on this amazing song. How did you come to put something with such historical subject matter together?
Well, I always find it interesting when in times of darkness and hatred and war that people can still be people. And I think the 1914 Christmas truce really highlights that. They were able to stop fighting and just be humans to each other.
Let's talk now about your momentous new album, Cosmic Carnival. And I just love the title, by the way. How did you come up with this title for it? And Cosmic Carnival has lots of upbeat psych songs on it. And that's not to say that your other albums don't contain songs along these lines as well. But it's more abundant here, I think you would agree. What musical influences and otherwise inspired the Striped Bananas to make this wonderful album in this style?
The title Cosmic Carnival was directly influenced by another group that we love called Jan and Dean. Jan Barry had been working on a collection of songs that would later become Carnival of Sound, which Dean finished after Jan's accident. And they had some great ideas in that record. A lot of really positive, upbeat songs with some real trippy arrangements. Mulholland Drive comes to mind for that. As you mentioned, a lot of the tracks on Cosmic Carnival are very upbeat, and our approach to this album was to write an album in a classic sense. In the 40s and 50s, an album was a collection of singles. So we tried to write an A-side for every track on Cosmic Carnival. And it just happens that a lot of A-side singles are upbeat, and we kind of tuned into that.
Now, for all you folks out there listening to this special podcast about the Striped Bananas, I want you to hold on steady and get ready. That's right, because Duncan and Chantel, why don't you lead us into three brand new songs from the Striped Bananas' just-released, incredibly awesome psych masterpiece of an album called Cosmic Carnival.
Bad Hand McKenzie kicks off Cosmic Carnival, and it's actually the true story of a Union officer who became a hero during the American Civil War. And he was actually riding through the desert and fell off the back of a wagon. And slowly over time and through strange events, he descended into madness.
The next song is called Reaching for Love, and this is a live version from a show we did back in July, me and Duncan, with our good friend Grandpa Egg.
The final song you'll hear in this trio is called Captain Merwin, and it's actually a continuation of the story in Oasis of Time. So in Oasis of Time on Lady Sunshine, the rocket ship takes off and they head to the planet, and it ends with them landing on the planet. Now Captain Merwin's the next part of the story where they run into trouble on the planet, and he ends up leaving the rest of the crew stranded.
Thank you.
reaching for something. What it is, I don't know. Is it on earth or in my head? Never learned these things. Taking me into the light. Drawing me into the light. Love is what we have. It's all. Searching for anything to get me through these long nights. Is it in my control? Is it in your control? Taking me into the light. Drawing me into. Searching for love.
Wow. Those three songs from Cosmic Carnival that we just heard, Bad Hand McKenzie and Reaching for Love, a live version heard exclusively here on the Muffin Junkie, and Captain Merwin. Excellent songs, Duncan and Chantel, and Andrew, if you're out there listening as well. Now I wanted to ask you, there's a diverse range of instrumentation on the Striped Bananas' new album, Cosmic Carnival, to go along with great lyrics and vocal harmonies, including the sitar, the 12-string, the electric guitar, the Rickenbacker bass, the mandolin, keyboards, and drums, and other percussion instruments. How do you compare the instrumentation on these songs and your musical approach with the songs that you've recorded for other albums in the past?
I approached this album wanting to write more keyboard hooks and be more prevalent in the band's sound.
I think the instrumentation is very similar to Lady Sunshine. We play all the same instruments with the exception of the theremin. We didn't have the theremin on this record. We took a more melodic approach to each of the individual instruments. There's a lot of counterpoint melodies and harmonies going on between the instruments, whereas in Lady Sunshine, I think there was more of a layering going on with the instruments.
Let's talk now about the cover art for a moment on Cosmic Carnival by the Striped Bananas. Visually, it's in the same style as the cover art from its predecessor album, Lady Sunshine. How did the band select the cover art for this album? And what can each of you say about its connection to the songs that appear on this album?
Duncan and I worked on the art together. We wanted there to be kind of swirling psychedelic images around the woman in the middle of the picture.
We think of it as kind of the next part of the journey. The subject of the cover art being this kind of tripped out woman, just like on the last album cover, only now she's walking.
Duncan and Chantel, where can the listeners to today's podcast go to check out Cosmic Carnival by the Striped Bananas in its entirety, and indeed all of the other full-length albums and EPs and singles by the Striped Bananas? And what upcoming live shows do the Striped Bananas have in the near future? And where can the listeners see you play these great songs that you have?
Jay, your groovy listeners can check out our trippy stuff at thestripedbananas.bandcamp.com. All of our albums and even our live EP are there for download. We also have a website, thestripedbananas.com, where we have reviews and different photos that they can check out.
As for live shows, we're going to be playing in the Ann Arbor area, perhaps the Arc or the Living Room Music. And next summer, we might be having a small tour.
Now, we're going to hear another track from the brand new Striped Bananas album, Cosmic Carnival. It's called Girl, You Got Me Feeling All Right. Duncan and Chantel, could you say something about this song before I play it here for the listeners?
I really like the lyrics that Duncan wrote for this track.
Yeah, Girl, You Got Me Feeling All Right. This is kind of the epitome of the Phil Spector approach that I tried. There's probably about 20 tracks hidden in there, including even a saxophone that Andrew Loudon plays at the very end of the track.
Seems so bright.
at the end of today's podcast, but I have one final question for the pair of you. What bands and music today do the Striped Bananas like to listen to that you can recommend to the listeners of the Muffin Junkie to check out?
I've been listening to a lot of Grandpa Egg's music. He's the guy who got us to play that Living Room Music live show last month. And I really dig his psychedelic folk style. And then I've also been listening to Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys' new album, No Peer Pressure.
Jay, I think we're really in kind of a renaissance for neo-psych at this time. I check out a lot of the Blue Giant Zeta Puppies, Eschniner Forest, Mysterious George has a song coming out called Bad Girl that's really cool. We also have our friend in New Jersey, Wooden Thomas. He has some really awesome tracks, so there's plenty for people to check out. I mean, both on the big labels as well as small independent DIY labels.
Duncan and Chantel, I want to thank each of you for joining me here today for this interview about your band, the Striped Bananas. I also want to thank Andrew Loudon, who is the drummer for the Striped Bananas, and Cosmic Sunshine Records for allowing me to play all these great tracks here today by the Striped Bananas. Duncan and Chantel, why don't you lead us out of today's podcast with another excellent song from the Striped Bananas' new album, Cosmic Carnival.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a blast.
Coming straight to you from outer space is Open Eyes, which Chantel sings lead on.
Duncan and Chantel, why don't you put on your coats? Because it's time for me to make good on my promise and take you both out to the Starving Moose Cafe. You and Chantel and I are going to enjoy an amazing lumberjack breakfast prepared specially for us by my friend, who is the chef at this fine establishment, Vera. And it contains the works.
Whoa.
Trust me. 5 stacks of pancakes slathered in butter and maple syrup. Lots of hash browns, sausages, and bacon. And, of course, let's not forget the porridge on the side with cinnamon in it. And you can have a coffee or a tea or an orange juice, any breakfast beverage of your choice, you do. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Why don't we head out to the parking lot to my 1971 AMC Electric Purple Matador station wagon and... oh, hang on, Duncan and Chantel. That's the intercom here. Stephanie, the receptionist, is buzzing me.
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Daniels, but Ryan Bousquet of Ashnina Forest and Tom Zeta of the Blue Giant Zeta Puppies are on the phone and they'd like to talk to Duncan and Chantel.
Just a moment, Stephanie. Wow, that's an incredible lineup of musicians on the phone. I know that we're all hungry, but what do you say? Why don't you talk with Ryan and Tom?
A-okay.
All right, Stephanie, you heard Duncan and Chantel say they'll take the call, so I want you to go ahead and put Ryan and Tom through.
All right, Mr. Daniels. Duncan and Chantel, here's Ryan and Tom for you.
Hi, Jay, Duncan and Tel. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, great to meet. Well, nearly at last.
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Tom. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I love the album title, Cosmic Carnival. It's like an echo of a lost album by Jan and Dean.
Yes. Shades of the United States of America as well, with the American Metaphysical Circus, stuff like that. I love the production on the album, that garage psych thing that you have going. I really feel that you nailed the sound on this album even more than on Lady Sunshine, which was a pretty great album in its own right.
You hit it right on the head, Ryan. We were just talking about Jan and Dean's Carnival of Sound.
And Tom, we're really glad that you enjoyed this album.
Thanks so much.
I also like that you covered Runaway by Del Shannon. What a great take on that record.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. It's a great version. It reminds me of the Zombies, maybe. It has a real kind of classic feel to it. I also really like Captain Merwin. I love the guitar sound that you've got on that one.
Well, I was actually going for a Zombies kind of sound listening to Max Crook's Musitron solo.
Thanks for the kind words about the guitar sound on Captain Merwin. That thing's being run through a fuzz box and then through a Vox amp with distortion on it with a ton of reverb.
Mackenzie, do you like that track, Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. I like the vocals. You would know the album in more detail than me, wouldn't you? What?
Well, I've been listening to it a lot.
Yeah, but what I meant was I might know more about it if you hadn't borrowed my copy a week ago and haven't given it back.
Excuse me, I'm going to have to interrupt here. Tom and Ryan, guys, can we find some common ground here? In the words of the late John Lennon, let's give peace a chance.
Please don't fight. There are plenty of copies of the album.
I
can do without the echo.
And how about the sleeve art? I think the sleeve art is very good.
Where's my album?
Now, Ryan, I know you're upset, but don't do anything I'll regret.
Where is my Striped Bananas album?